This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Anybody can name this song? It is called Sexy Back.
Yeah.
It's because we're bringing Sexy back by bringing Mike Wan on the show, who is the executive director of Hot August Nights.
Mr. Sexy.
You are now
That's way too much for this time of the morning.
Exactly.
How you doing, man?
I am great. How are you?
I am, I'm the Grand Marshal. How could you get any better than that?
Right? Well, you could be the executive director.
Well,
nice call,
we
Chris.
Walk around together.
Come on.
I'm officially moderately neato.
I lost my voice. Is the only thing I complain about.
I was going to say, what is going on? I'm having to push all of the noise up high as it can go.
it'll be better. It's my coffee. I'm trying to finish it.
Well, so how is the show going here, my friend?
You know what? This has been a great year. Everywhere I go, the spirits are up. People are excited. Our streets are packed. It's great entertainment. I mean, I don't even know how I'm going to beat this next year. But you're going to help me with that.
I don't know how you're going to beat this either next year.
It's all on you now,
Alan. It is the 30th anniversary.
I know, but every year's got to be better. But this is better from last year because this is my first year, so this is the best year I've had.
But you were here last year. Oh, because it was a handoff from Tony.
Yeah.
So how does that feel for you to have it be going so well at this point? I mean,
well,
if I was in your shoes, I'd be relieved. And
I'm relieved. There's always things that you don't know. And there's a couple things that we had to deal with that, we figured out and it's all good.
Stuff always comes up.
But they were easy stuff.
I saw you last night at the America concert and you're just kicking back and enjoying it and walking around talking to people. I mean, it looked like everything was going smooth.
If I can't do that by the time this happens this time of year, I'm doing something wrong.
Can I tell you that I have a crush on your mother?
She's hot, huh?
That is the sexiest 70-year-old woman I've ever seen.
That is awesome.
She's beautiful. And I thought you were joking when you, like, you know how you go, and this is my mother to some lady that's, you know, your friend that's sitting next to you. But she actually is his mother. I'm like, oh,
no,
my
God. No, she was having a good time, too.
Yeah. And your whole family was there. And your son, your wife was written next to you. She doesn't look like she could have it. You look like you could have a kid that old, but she does not.
Whatever.
Ouch, gut shot.
I don't think we're too far apart there, Alan.
What did you just say?
I think I said gut shot.
Oh, I thought you said a nut shot. I was like, either way, it's not good.
No, it was a gut shot.
Let's talk about what is new at Hot August Nights, because I've been talking about it a little bit, but you have added something very cool.
Which one?
We drifting.
Have, oh, drifting.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm going over there next. It is.
By the way, do you see what I'm taking over there?
I know, your rental car. It's awesome.
Yeah, right.
It's a rental car.
Better. You can't rent those cars. That is one thing you cannot rent. You have to buy.
No, that's going to be great. I already talked to the promoter over there, and we're going to run that thing through the course and see if you could burn some rubber.
Well, not see if. We're going to see if I can keep from burning some rubber.
Yeah.
So you have drifting, and are the crowds digging it?
Totally. Like I said, that event is the swap meet, right? Swap meets are they're good for what they're good for, but they're starting to kind of lose their oomph, and
here's the thing. Now that you've got drifting, drag racing, drag queens, other things here in Reno.
They're here.
It could be.
They're here.
But you've got everything, and the swap meet, and the auction, and the cruising, and the gambling.
The cup.
And am I wearing a cup? No, I'm not. Oh, I should be, though. The Hot August Nights cup. I'm sorry. I thought because you guys are always trying to bust my stuff. Anyway, yes, the Hot August Nights cup with 100. How many? They said it's like 110,000.
$108,470 if you want to.
Good Lord, for the purse for this. This is amazing. So tonight we're going to give away the awards. We had one of your judges on here. Cool guy.
Steve.
Yeah. By the way, can I thank you publicly for placing us so close to the porta potty holding tank, because I've never seen quite a huge one like that.
I'll show them the picture.
That's a 1300 gallon turd tank.
I was told when you get to be your age, you need to be close.
So we had to talk about it because the honey truck came to suck that thing out. So just wanted to say thank you publicly for putting us here.
I didn't know that was there, actually.
Yeah, he's showing him the picture.
That is great. Yeah, right over your shoulder.
Anyway, but Hot August Nights, off the hook. So how many people do you think come to this town? I've heard something like 200,000 or 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. What is it really?
So I got a report from about 5 years ago, and they said about 750,000 to 800,000 people come.
Oh my
come.
Gosh.
So now, is that right? I don't know. So yeah. We partnered with the University of Nevada, Reno, and they're doing a study and a survey this week, and we're going to find out here in a few months if that's true.
That is so awesome, man.
It's a big number.
Well, and 30 years, right?
Yeah.
30 years straight. And it didn't start with that kind of numbers.
No.
Well, last night, you saw the concert. I don't think there was a standing room in their parking lot you could have watched that place. All the way to the convention center or the parking up there on the valet.
And America, I couldn't believe. I mean, really, seriously, those dudes rocked it.
I had no idea.
They were that. It's like they've been doing this 47 years. They sound exactly the same as they did when they were, you know, teenagers when they first started. He said they were 17 when they started America.
I have inspirations for different and newer and kind of better entertainment as we move forward. And
dude,
honestly,
you can't get any better than America, please.
And they were free.
Yeah.
Free America.
What?
Yeah.
You mean, oh, for the audience.
For the audience.
Yeah, you guys, they weren't free for you, yeah. I'm sure. Oh, he just lost his... We'll fix that. Don't worry about
Jiggle
it.
Jiggle this.
Don't be jiggling things, please. Don't touch things. Don't touch my board.
I can talk, but I can't hear.
Don't worry
about
it.
I'm okay with that, because I can still hear you.
All right, we'll take a break. I'll fix his headphones. That is Mike Wan. He's the new executive director of Hot August Nights. It's the 30th anniversary. We're live next to the porta potties here. thank you for that, Mike. On 4th and Virginia. We'll try and figure out how to talk more about duties here on the show. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. I'm Alan Taylor with Chris Duke, Rich Barsamian, and that guy over there that put us next to the porta potties. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Catskin. Experience the luxury of a custom leather interior for your vehicle. We'll be right back.